The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Possibly it's not even your fault that you're fat. I want to start off by saying that. No. So today's Fat Club, we always have a lot of listeners, you know, We have listeners every day on the podcast.
There's one thing I love. It's another thing to not take responsibility for.
Well, genetics might be contributing to why you are predisposed to being fat and getting fatter.
Yeah, but it's not an excuse. You can avoid the fatness if you
especially if you listen to this podcast. Yeah. We're going to teach you how to avoid getting fat because it's not all your fault, but once you listen to this podcast, it's your fault.
It's all in your gene pool. We're all it in really the pool is. With our shirts on.
Let's play the episode now. Have you ever been doing something very important, but all you can think about is, man, I need to go to the bathroom?
Dude.
Monday morning's here. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
Pretty much live my life that way. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony H.
I'm bringing this up because last week we had King Batch on. Hey, if you love social media, King Batch, you know, he's been around since Vine. Yeah. He's running Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of the above. Hundreds of millions of followers. Anthony schedules a conversation. I'm in here with King Batch. I don't know nothing about him. Anthony's not saying one word.
Because the moment I woke up, all I was thinking about is, oh, I should have ate that fast food that late last night. Little King Batch is over here telling us a story about how he hung out with Dave Chappelle and Tiffany Haddish.
And all I'm you just, can think is, I got to go to the bathroom
bro,
so bad.
I was sweating underneath my bucket hat, dude.
And I'm like, talk to him. And Anthony's like, eh. I said, you know what? They're fine. I'll just talk to him.
And then everybody knows that little moment where you're like, you know what? I'm going to let a little bit out right now. Just a little silent one.
A little squeaker.
And then I started to go for it. And I was like, oh, no. I don't trust that.
A little squeaker turned into a big old mess.
Anyway, it ended up being hilarious. And King Batch leaves. We take photos, all that good stuff. And Anthony rushes out. I'm like, oh, he's excited. He's going to go edit it. He's like, nah, dog. I got to go to the bathroom.
The full on.
Sprint. Oh, he ran. Automatically, he literally ran out the door. I was like, oh, look, I was all proud. He's going to edit. Hey, our conversation with King Batcho is one of the funniest I've ever had. He talks about the Wayans brothers. He talks about Drake, Tiffany Haddish, Dave Chappelle, and more. Search Dana Cortez Show on all streaming platforms and listen to the podcast.
Yes.
National Day, Anthony A. And you won't hear Anthony much on the conversation.
We got National Truffle Day.
Mm. Like truffle as in like the food?
Yes, dude. Oh.
Yes. Not truffle butter.
Do you guys have a favorite kind of truffle?
I like truffles on fries. I mean, I like truffles on macaroni.
I like truffles on anything.
I had some medicated truffles, you know what I'm saying?
I never heard of that.
Those things were great.
Okay.
We'll go right along to National Life Insurance Day. That's very important.
Hey, that
anybody,
is.
Anybody get got it. Up for life insurance?
We are insured.
We are insured, and we just got enough coverage to take care of our home. And funerals, if something would happen, God forbid, you don't want to leave your kids with that kind of debt.
You don't want, if you can afford it, please pay for it.
My mom always says, I'm worth more dead than alive.
Well, I want to tell you
definitely
something.
Definitely I am.
I know this is scary to think about, but every day we're one step closer to that. Prepare for it!
Prepare for it by having a good, lengthy conversations with your family. It is National Brothers and Sisters Day.
I'm an only child.
Okay. Oh, God. Well, Aunt here and I are brothers. I have a brother, two brothers, and a sister. So shout out to Matt, T, and Sarah.
Yeah, shout out to Monica, my sister. Shout out to Daniel and Angelo, my brothers.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's get scientific to start the Fat Club out today. Seriously, let's get scientific. Research suggests that for some people, genes account for 25% of the predisposition to be overweight, be fat.
Stop it. What do you mean, my pants are the reason why I'm fat, Dana?
G-E-N-E-S. Genetics.
We're taking it all the way back to fifth grade science.
Okay. Yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
Stupid.
I've just been hypersensitive when it comes to Dana and her comments about living a healthier lifestyle since she suggested that I go run with her. So ever since then, anytime Dana's saying something, I'm super hypersensitive.
She didn't say go run with her. She said there's a gym in the hotel. Maybe you should go check it out.
Maybe you should come work out with us, Anthony.
Come on. And now she's talking
about
that's
what I said.
Now she's telling me I'm fat because my dad is chubby.
Is your dad chubby?
Nah, he's really in shape. He's built like an ox. Shout out to Dan. he's a boxer, man. That fool is in shape.
Does he still work out and stuff?
Well, because he does landscaping. So he's constantly working out. So yeah.
So genetically, if you are Native American, if you are African American, you are predisposed because of the diet here in the West to be fatter.
Because because your body hasn't been exposed to the different things that American food has
DJ
already.
Automatic over here. Yeah, that's what it is.
I read.
But it's kind of scary when you really think about it. If you go south, you head south of the border until our Western fast food infiltrated that part of the world, there wasn't an obesity problem. Started opening up fast food joints, all this stuff. All of a sudden, everybody's fat like America. Mm. We're fat here in America. We're the fattest country on earth. And it is because we like things to be quick. We want things to be fast and we want them to be cheap. And usually cheap processed food is really bad. I couldn't believe it. When I say Native American, I want you to understand if your ancestors come from this part of the world, you're native to this land. It's not just anyone associated with tribes.
If you're Mexican, New Mexican, whatever you are.
And so that's very important for you to understand. Okay, let me take it back. Let me break this down. Tortillas are Mesoamerican. Okay, they were here before the Spanish got here. Tortillas.
The corn tortilla.
But they're corn. Yeah. They were corn and they were natural and they were processed differently than they are now. We cooked them, you know, on a fire, the little comals. Once flour got here, which
is processed. I knew that's where you're going to go.
Flour tortillas, no bueno. No bueno.
I love flour tortillas.
They didn't
tortillas.
Come till later and they're bad for us.
I could just eat a flour tortilla cold, dog.
Anything that tastes that good can't be good for you.
No, because I love a corn tortilla too. But so you're saying, DJ Armand, you like flour tortillas better than corn?
No, I like a good corn. Like if it's a good corn
homemade
tortilla,
corn
like
tortilla?
A homemade. But like, yeah, but I mean, in like most of the time, flour tortillas are better.
I ain't afraid to say it, homie.
Not better
straight
for
up.
You, but better.
Straight up, I love flour tortillas way more.
I do too. A homemade flour tortilla cooking on the comal. That smell, I can smell it right now, and it's not even happening.
Do you make the same dough to make tortillas that you make to make sopa?
Papillas? Yeah, same dough.
There's nothing that can be that good.
It's bad for you.
Of course it's bad for you.
Well, because it has sugar on top, too. Like, we used to just put old-fashioned table sugar on it. Honey's all right. What do you mean honey's all right on a sopapilla? A little bit of honey.
Oh, I thought you meant like it's okay tasting. Okay, yeah. But
that's delicious. How did we fall off the whole genetics? Like, we're supposed to be sitting here talking.
Because we're fat.
Because we're fat, Dana. Yeah, we're so fat, Dana.
Okay, look. I want to tell you something, and I want to be serious about it. Bread with flour, made by flour, just white all-purpose flour is bad for you. Pasta, all white purpose flour is bad for you. And genetically, if you are African American or native to this continent, we're just predisposed to gain weight because, as Automatic said earlier, we just weren't around this kind of food. Get diabetes. Notice, I mean, I joke about this, but it's not funny. I'll say things like, oh, your grandma's got diabetes. It's not funny, you know, when her foot gets cut off and all this. This is a real problem in America, and we've got to deal with it head on. We're a new generation, and we can be smart about it. Everything in moderation, people.
I agree with you, and I think identifying the situation is part of the problem, and then also doing what we can to help people understand that there are resources around them, because like you come like from where I'm from, there's nothing but fast food, liquor stores, and like payday loan places. So like,
notice
it's hard.
That's only in the poor neighborhoods, though. Yeah. You don't see none of that. You really don't see fast food joints in rich neighborhoods. Period. You got to drive to certain parts of the city to get that.
It was really easy for us as a kid. We would leave middle school and then go walk over to the pizza parlor or the gas station. And never once did anybody ever buy some fruit.
Or vegetable.
Hell no, dog.
I was just stealing boxes of candy.
Yeah.
Automatic. You know, my mom said something when she was little. She's like, you know, we were always poor, but her dad, my grandfather, was a cook in the service. And so he learned about nutrition, right? So they always ate a salad before their meal. He always, and my grandma always cooked vegetables. She said she would have friends come over that had never seen a vegetable. They were raised on arroz, you know, frijoles, tortillas, papas. That's it.
Damn.
They never seen broccoli.
I wish that was
true.
My life. I just hate broccoli, but I don't. That's
hey, I'm going to share this study. I really want us to come together collectively, people of all backgrounds, and get healthy. America, we can't be number one in fat, okay? We cannot be number one in fat. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, the study is posted in the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who knows this song right here?
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
All right, we're talking about the Oscar Mayer wiener this morning. Hey, food news, inside hottest hashtags. It's Monday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. The Burnt Tortilla.
I've been waiting to talk about this for a minute. The new Avatar 2 movie finally has a name. It's called Avatar: The Way of the Water. The much-anticipated flick debuts December 16th of this year. Sequels will come December 20th, 2024, December 18th, 2026, and December 22nd, 2028. Oh, they've been working hard on these movies.
No wonder it's been a decade.
I know.
Well, by 2028, we might have our own real-life avatars.
I know, for real.
But I've seriously been waiting for this, the second one, for it feels like 10 years. How long has it been?
Nah, 2009. It's been 13 years. I'm going to rewatch it because it's one of my favorite movies, but it'll be nice to catch up and then go to the movie during the holiday and see it. You know, it's next level 3D.
I can't even imagine what it's going to look like, though.
Oh, I'm so excited. And then finally in food news, Oscar Mayer is famous for their bologna and their wieners.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
And their wiener mobile is iconic.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And if you know a high schooler who would like to have the Oscar Mayer wiener mobile take them to their prom, it can happen.
Oh, what about a grown adult who wants to take it to work?
No, you can't do that. No, enter to win a ride to prom for you and three of your friends by making an original 60-second video for Instagram or TikTok, hashtag Oscar Take Me to Prom, and hashtag contest. And a wiener can be pulling up to school. Forget the limo. You got the big dog.
Damn, slide it off like a prom dress and split them buns, baby.
Be the guy with the big kielbasa.
There's just so many horrible
jokes. That's
what
they're doing.
And you know why I didn't say any of them? Because I have a daughter.
That's right, baby. Keep talking about, you don't talk like that. National Day, Anthony A.
We will start the first one off with National Melanoma Day?
Yes, melanoma.
Yes. All right.
Skin cancer.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Dana, thanks. You're so smart, dude. All right, this is encouraging everybody also to wear sunscreen. It's the first Monday of May, y'all.
I'm just glad that Anthony finally recognized that in front of the whole world.
Yeah, dude. It was literally that one moment. I was like, you know what? Dana's pretty smart.
Dana knows what melanoma means.
We also got National Brothers and Sisters Day.
Hey, shout out to all of the other people. I'm an only child, and I like it.
Technically, you are not an only child. No, technically, you have 10 brothers and sisters.
Don't know.
If you don't know them, doesn't mean that they're not your brothers and sisters.
I am an only child. I was not raised with those people. I don't know who they are.
Along with Dana, I do have a lot of siblings, and a few, we have the same dad, but different baby mamas. Yes. But shout out to everybody out there in that circumstance too. Yeah, there's a lot of us, dog.
We need a national day for that.
I got two brothers and sisters. Shout out to them.
We'll wrap it up on National Play Your Ukulele Day.
One of our good friends, Angel Cintron, she plays the ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
She's an up-and-coming artist. She just did a huge campaign for...
Hollister.
Yeah, they're the clothes that nobody can fit into except somebody like her.
Except for Angel.
But there's also a movie starring Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore where a ukulele is played. Do not give it away. Mm. I want you to tweet me. What is that movie? It's based in Hawaii, at Dana Cortez on Instagram or Twitter. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm excited to get our spiritual forecast for the week. What's it going to be like? But first, let me introduce you to Sir Madi. It's time for What's Your Sign?
Hey.
Madi, I had someone tell me, and I won't reveal who, but she said, oh my gosh, I got in touch with Sir Madi. I can't believe I actually know her.
Famous.
Really?
I swear. I was like, Yeah, you know her. I love that you're so accessible to people, that anybody can contact you and you're willing to, have a discussion with them about what's going on with their lives. You give us our spiritual forecast. And just like this caller, people could tap in if they want it live here on the radio or send me a voice message. So let me let them begin with their sign.
Hi, I'm a Taurus. My name is Peyton. My birthday is May 16th. And I was just wondering if the job that I have right now is a good career path for me.
Okay, Madi, so what are you reading when it comes to Peyton's energy?
Off the top, her birthday's on May 16th. Her birthday is going to be on the lunar eclipse coming up in a couple of weeks. So there's going to be a lot of changes happening in her life. I'm telling her that right now. And I feel with her career, she's feeling unfulfilled and unmotivated. But there's going to be a lot of changes, like I just mentioned, coming up. And she's going to have to feel a little bit afraid. And I say that because it's almost going to be a motivator for her to seek out what's actually going to fulfill her. I do see her learning and growing in another direction. The job she's at right now is not fulfilling her. She's going to seek out something that's going to make her happier.
You know, when you said that, I think about all of the times that I had to move from one job to another and how afraid I was. But every time I did it, I advanced and moved further and further ahead. I just don't like that feeling of being comfortable.
Stagnant,
yes.
And it's tricky because greatness is outside of your comfort zone. So
absolutely.
I love that you said that that fear is going to kind of, you know, help her and motivate her too.
Yes, absolutely. So I love that. Peyton, you got good things coming, girl. Don't be afraid. And what about our spiritual forecast, Marty, for the, you know, everybody listening collectively? What does our week look like? You said something about the eclipse or something. I'm scared. What do we have going on?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we're currently in eclipse season. We just had the solar eclipse this weekend, and we won't have the lunar eclipse until a couple more weeks, but we're right in the middle of it. So we're in a lot. It's like the pressure cooker, in a sense. And we might not see a lot of things change, but we're feeling it. We're feeling that high voltage energy. That's what it feels like. It's almost like we're in the cocoon right now. You know, when the butterfly goes in the cocoon, it dissolves into some sort of goo. But when it comes out like this beautiful winged creature that is able to not only bring beauty, but it's a representation of rebirth. And that's what we're going through this week.
So we're the goo? We're gooey this week? This is goo time?
Yes. It's goo time.
I want to get through this metamorphosis, okay?
Yes, we are like in the goo phase.
Exactly. And we are getting ready to plant the seeds, and we already have. I feel like we already know what's fulfilling us. At least we're learning ourselves a lot more in recent times to figure out what's fulfilling us and what's not. And we are getting more clear with ourselves as to what those things are. And the things that aren't fulfilling us have to go. That's what I'm hearing. I wrote this on a tweet recently. When you look at a tree, it doesn't hold on to dead leaves. It literally just releases them. It's natural. It's nature. And we're going to be doing that as well.
Release the deadness and let that life, that full life force come into you. On to the next phase, people. I love today's forecast. Even though we're goo, that's a growth, right? We're getting ready to be reborn.
Shed those people like autumn leaves, yo.
Yes. The goo before a beautiful butterfly.
There you go. If you would like a reading here on the radio, just like Peyton got, you can call us on the phone, like old-fashioned way, or send me a voice message beginning with your sign, first name, date of birth, no year, and your question to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Or I encourage you to follow Siramati @IllisDivinity on Instagram. She has all the instructions on her Instagram bio on how to get a private reading and all of that. Plus, she just mentioned her Twitter. Every day, she got good tidbits.
And she also knows good hip-hop.
She does! Marty, thank you so much as usual. We love you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Talk to you guys next week. Have a good week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm not really a mushy person, but I got emotional when I found out how Travis Barker asked Kourtney Kardashian to marry him. There's more to the story than what we've seen. I'll break this one down and more. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got David Beckham, DC Young Fly, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Faruko, and Donatella Versace celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so Blac Chyna versus the Kardashians trial is wrapping up this week. Chyna asked for a redo of her testimonies. She said she felt like pressure. I understand the Kardashians are very famous people, right? And they're all of their family, and then her and her mom, and her mom got kicked out, and she's facing all kinds of charges.
This,
I don't know.
This season of Celebrity Court was wild, right?
Pete Davidson even went to court to go watch. I bet he's coming up with all kinds of SNL skits.
I mean, they should have had Jerry Springer be the
judge. That would have been the best. All right, so now we're going to talk about another TV host. James Corden announced he's leaving The Late Late Show, which made me sad. He said, though, that he only planned on staying 5 years. It's almost been 10. He just said it was such a great run. It's so much
fun.
In
other
words,
I got a more lucrative deal. Right? That's all that happened.
You really think that's what it is automatically?
Why would you give up a Late Late Show? I mean, unless he got The Late Show. And he didn't get that. So he got a more lucrative deal.
He's a very talented, you know, theater actor. And as an American host, I'm excited to see him get out of that seat, and hopefully he goes back to the UK so we get some more jobs.
Stop being a hater. All right, and now we're going to talk about a very, I thought, gentlemanly thing for Travis Barker to do. Now, we all know he asked Kourtney Kardashian to marry him. They both seem very happy. He asked.
They got
Chris,
married in Vegas in front of Elvis.
Yeah. He asked Kris Jenner for her hand, but he also went to the grave of the late Rob Kardashian Sr. and said he had a private conversation. He said, I love your daughter and I want to marry her. And he felt like he got the man's blessing and he asked.
Dude, if I was friends with Courtney, I'd be like, yo, be careful. This guy's talking to dead people.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on.
I think it's beautiful.
I mean, he thinks he got his blessing. I mean, come on.
I think it's beautiful. I think it means something. You know, he hadn't flown since his plane accident till he met Courtney. They just both look so happy. Aren't you happy for them?
I'm still confused. Like, I can't get over, is it cute or is it creepy that he's talking at a cemetery? I don't know. Did he ask Scott at all? The baby daddy? No?
I heard Scott said Rob Kardashian's not cool with it because, you know, they were talking too.
Bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing awkward and embarrassing moments. Because I, Anthony A., and Dana Cortez, we were doing an interview with the great comedian King Batch, who's very funny. But I, in the middle of it, got hit with the bubble guts.
Ooh.
So what do you do and how do you excuse yourself when you need to use the bathroom during an interview or on a first date? That's going to be two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And I'm in a much better mood today than I was last week when the interview happened, DJ Automatic. Bro.
You're feeling the pressure,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, dude. I was like kind of short and rude to everybody during the interview and I felt really bad for that.
There's nothing worse than bubble guts during an interview or during a first date.
Oh.
The first date, I'm going to say, is worse than the interview.
Dude. Yep. Dude, I've never had it happen to me on a first date, but I did get invited over for a late night cuddle session, and I got hit with the bubblies on the route to the cuddle session and had to sit there with that girl like caressing my stomach
and
while they're...
She could just hear it.
Bro, it was a Taco Bell just bubbling all up inside me. But thankfully for DJ Automatic, he has a list of how we can get ourselves out of this awkward situation.
And let me tell you, I'm an expert in this, okay? First thing you gotta do, excuse yourself, okay? Oh. And you're gonna try to excuse yourself in the most discreet way possible.
Okay, yo.
I have to take a phone call. I need to go to the other room here quietly, very quickly. But the thing is you don't want to come out on a first date and say, hey, I gotta take a dump.
Okay, you know what they used to say back in the day? I have to go spend a penny.
Okay.
Because I guess
I haven't heard that expression.
Public restrooms used to cost a penny to use. So, Tyler, I need to go spend a penny and see what he says.
All right, you can go with that. The next thing you're gonna do is you're already in the bathroom. What do you do next? You turn on your phone.
Oh.
You pump up that volume. You get the YouTube going because there's nothing worse than her hearing your noisy self from the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
I mean, another trick. Turn on the water.
And the fan.
Yeah.
The water and the fan.
Water
dude.
And the fan can cover up The next thing, you got to put them off the scent. So if they don't have that, like, the poop spray that you put on the water before you go, spray some perfume.
Okay.
Maybe spray some deodorant in the air. Spray some hairspray in the air.
Here's the thing about, you got to understand when you're spraying it in the air, you're not going to get rid of the smell. You're just going to change the smell.
Well, anything's better than it leaking out under the door.
Whatever's in there is off the charts toxic.
In this UK article I was reading, you can put toothpaste in the toilet and it covers up the smell.
Oh, wow.
I never even heard of that one. Okay. Another very, very important thing if you're on a first date and you have to go to the bathroom, dump the evidence. As you go, don't let it fester.
Oh, you're saying crop dust, Aaron, if you need to let it out.
No, as you go, just keep flushing.
Oh, okay, flush.
They might ask what's going on there, but they're not going to smell it at least.
Let us know if you have any other tips to add on. You got another one on
the back. I got my last one.
You really are a professional at this. Go ahead, bro.
And when you leave that bathroom, act like nothing happened.
Be cool.
Just go with the flow. All right.
Portable wet wipes if you have them too. That's a little bonus hack right there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when you're really committed with somebody, bathroom breaks are no longer private.
Oh, ew.
They're not private anymore.
Oh, so we're continuing the conversation.
Why not? You guys were talking about the excuses and stuff. No, but one day I was talking about something on my Instagram and I actually had another radio personality. And they're in a huge market, like top two market, hit me up and say, wait a minute, you and Otto go in front of each other? I was like, well, not like in front, but yeah, if I'm in the bathroom and he's in the other, because we got a little private area.
Yeah, she can like hide behind the little door.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem? What's
door.
The problem?
It's not a door. It's more like an open space.
Partition. It's a partition. Yeah. I can't see you and you can't see me.
Well, I can see your knees.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
And I definitely can hear everything.
Well, Anthony, have you ever been comfortable enough with a woman?
You've never been in the bathroom while you're...
Just nope.
Really?
Nope, not
you've
even
never
one
been
bit.
In love
no,
then,
not
bro.
At all.
I feel like that's like a good icebreaker because from there on out...
When you're sharing bathroom air.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where love's at.
That's what... That's love. When you can go to the bathroom in front of the other person, that's when you know you're truly in love.
I don't want to be in front of you. I don't mind.
Dana, you talk to me while you're on the bathroom.
Because there's a partition.
Yeah, but you still talk to me. And I can hear everything going.
Let me tell you what I hate. When Adam wants to make a point, he'll go stand in front of me. I'm like, get away! Get away from me!
I will literally, while she's there, and I'll like talk down to her while she's on the toilet.
I'm like, go out of here! There's a partition for a reason. Anyway, if you can't poo in front of your boo, you ain't really in love. Here's more of the podcast.